Hello and welcome to the Entrepreneur's Journey. I'm Andy Brine and I'm delighted to bring to you today's show. Today's show is all about the journey to your soul. And I believe in some ways in a very different way than Nicole. I very much help people connect with their soul. But I would say over the past 2-3 months, I've known Nicole for quite a while now, but over the past 2-3 months, Nicole's really allowed me to connect with my soul in a much different way and unique way, which has really been a real honor and privilege for her to be able to share, you know, her journey with me and help me go through some of the challenges that I've been facing so that I can connect with my soul a bit more and make more of a transition in my life. So today we have a pleasure to speak to Nicole to find out about her journey, her story, and really what's led her to doing what she's doing today. I created a brief trailer video, an introductory video, but for those of you who don't know, Nicole writes an amazing blog as well called Nature's Wisdom, which I'm sure she'll talk about here today, and she's got a new book coming out as well. But I won't tell you what that is because Nicole can tell you what that is a bit later. So, so Nicole, before we jump into your story and find out more about you in terms of your journey, tell us a bit more about yourself at the moment and who you are and what you're doing.
Well, I'm just a very regular, ordinary woman that just loves to connect to who I am through nature. And I have the privilege now and the amazing honor to be able to share my passion through some writing and through future projects that are coming in my life, which I'm gonna get into it later. But that's why I call it's a journey, and I love it's been a journey. It took me a long time to own that part of me and to finally show up with all that I am as this very regular, ordinary woman that hopefully will help people discover the extraordinary in being ordinary. So that's kind of...
I love it. I love the way that was put, you know. I think that's why I love the entrepreneur's journey in a way, because it's all about like connecting with who you are and really embracing that fully, you know. That's truly what it's all about. That's why I love to share with people. And that's why I love to hear people's stories like yourself. So I know from speaking to you that you've always had that connection with nature, connection with your soul in some respect. But I also know that it wasn't always bright and shiny. It wasn't always fabulous, you know. So let me ask you, was there a time in your life that I believe everybody has a time in their life when sometimes they're at odds with the world, they're not happy with where they are. And there is that despair and disparity there. They look to seek a bit more purpose, a bit more happiness, and that's really always the start of our journey, I see.
Yeah. Well, there are several, because, and you're right, nature's always been a part of my journey. There's several, thinking back on the journey, I can spot several places where nature was definitely at odds with my life. Although I connected to who I am through nature, I didn't necessarily bring it into my life where I go to nature, spend time there, feel amazing, and then as soon as I left nature, my life changed and I wore a different mask, basically. And so there are many, many places in my life that are like that, but where I can honestly say where it became really like a call to action, basically, was basically when I was in Ottawa, in the city here, and I needed to get away from the city. I needed to reconnect to this deep place of being in and around nature, and I always say, and you know this, Andy, from our conversations, I've always said nature is my best mentor, my most supportive teacher, and it's always been there. So in, I could probably say around 96, I left the city and basically, pulled away from society almost and lived in the forest, in an area. I moved to Mont-Tremblant in Quebec, in deep forest, deep woods. And literally, like, I had running water and electricity, but I was far from everybody. And, I just delved into connecting to who I am. That's kind of where it all started, basically.
So, looking back at your place, like, in Ottawa, where you were then, did you feel in some ways lost in the city? You know, not being able to connect with who you were at that time?
I was definitely disconnected. There was like being in the city, I was at a point where it's like I couldn't find me anymore. And not just, I couldn't find Nicole, I couldn't find that part of me that calls myself I am. There was a complete different, there was the Nicole, because when I was in the city, all that there was people and people's view of how I should live, how I should be, how I should, and I couldn't define who I am, mm-hmm. In a way that I felt comfortable in it. So I had to pull myself away and just kind of live in the presence of my best mentor.
Excellent. So, There's always someone that gives you that divine inspiration, that divine motivation for you to make that shift, to make that change, you know. And you say nature was your calling to make that shift and change in your life. Was there anybody that was an inspiration that might have led you to seeking back nature's wisdom?
I would probably say my dad. Just from his love, from his serenity of showing us how he's always been passionate about nature. He's always been, very close to it, and it's always been a huge part of his life. And, that would probably be, his love of it. And both my parents, but my dad was a lot more, present within it. My mom was a lot more, she would live in nature, be part of it or whatever, but my dad would bring us to nature and take us on hikes and camping and whatever. So, yeah.
So now that you've stepped out, you've moved away from Ottawa, you've now, where did you move to in the end then? In the forest, would you say?
In Tremblant, in Mont-Tremblant, which is a resort area. Very touristy, but just where the mountain is, but I was on the outskirts, so I was about 20 minutes, half an hour from where the tourists go. So I was, about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Ottawa.
Okay, excellent. So now you've moved, to this new area, this new place, and you feel a bit more invigorated with life. You're starting to connect with yourself a bit more. And in some respects, you know, you're starting to face some of those challenges that may have been coming up in your life in order to make that shift and doing what you're doing. So what were those things that you went through as you were starting to reconnect with your soul and you were finding yourself again?
Well, I had kids. That kind of shifted a lot of things. And I had, I was fortunate enough to have twins. And it just becoming a mother brought me even deeper into my journey, into really digging deep and connecting to who I am. Because I have two daughters, and at one point, from my background or whatever, I could see my daughters looking at me and just kind of seeing a shell of who I am. And I just thought, you know what? That's not who I want them to know. I want them to know the woman that I am. I want them to know that the person that is behind the mother. And so I had to set myself on a journey to define that.
Excellent. So what did you, I remember watching David Attenborough's like fixing the egg, you know, where he connected the large like egg, and it's like the human shell, like rebuilding your shell. So what did you do to rebuild your shell and start to absolutely reconnect with who you are again, as I said?
It's so funny. I went back to school. Actually, that's kind of where I went back to studying, in a calling that it's always been there. That's kind of when I took a 4-year course in energy, in understanding how to read it, how to understand it, I studied for 4 years under a shaman and learned and absorbed, and he was another mentor that was amazing in helping me find depths of myself that I would never have found had I not studied with him.
So shamanism was a big shift for you in your life in terms of understanding your energy and the energy of others. I personally think understanding our own energy is more important than understanding others, in a way. Because before we can understand others, we need to understand ourselves, don't we? But what allowed you to understand that then? What was the big things and learnings there?
You know what? Because I chose to dig in. When you're studying your own energy, it's a journey into seeing your deep dark secrets and your deep dark. It's not a fun journey because I did have a lot of baggage. I did have a lot of things that needed to be cleaned up and needed to be released and removed and so on and so forth. So I think that studying, taking that course and digging in was a choice that I did, and I got absorbed in it. Like, it became my life, my life's purpose, my life's, like, it just took over my life in those 4 to 5 years that I was on that path. I dug in because I really wanted to connect to who I am.
So what were some of the other learnings that you obviously went through along your journey to connect with your soul and that allowed you to really connect with that nature? Because obviously nature was your big mentor, like you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a bit more about that.
For me, I think everything that I studied, with every course that I took, whether it was business coaching or whatever, everything that I studied with any person, I had to bring it back into nature to understand it. That's how I process things. That's how I digest things. That's how I understand it. And I always say, for me, and you've heard me say this, Andy, where it's like, for me, the nature is the connection to the universal soul. So I always had to bring, because I question everything. I don't accept very much at face value.
Yeah.
So when a person teacher would give me some knowledge or whatever, I'd always bring it back to nature and say, you know what, how does that fit in? How does that fit in with who I am? And how does that become part of the human journey that I'm on? Because the life journey, because to me nature and life is the same. I'm part of nature. It's part of me. And so I had to bring it back to nature every step of the way. I would not have learned as much from my courses that I studied with people had I not had the nature to help me absorb it and help me make sense out of all of it and make sense of myself, because that's kind of where I connected the human world with my world and understanding myself.
Yeah, I love it. So Looking at connecting with nature, how did you connect with nature in a way that allowed you to transform your life and in regards to building that shell again? Was this
for me? Pardon?
Was there any specific things that you did in order to make that special change?
Oh, there are lots of things. I have a lot of rituals. There are a lot of ways of, every morning I take a walk. It's a necessary part. It's rain, shine, snow, cold, hot, it doesn't matter. I always go, and sometimes it's a shorter walk. Sometimes it's a much longer walk. Some days I can take a couple of hours or whatever, but some other days I just have like 5 minutes, but I have a need to be in the presence of nature every single day. And that's something that, I know, like, don't get me wrong. There are moments like if I'm, life happens, I have to run right, left and center to go for my kids or for different things. I've integrated nature in it. It's a necessary part of my day. So whether it be through a drive, or through nature has to be in my day. I always say nature is as much a part of my life as breathing. And it's somewhere I live in it. It's part of my everyday and even, for me, a drive in the city is stressful, but send me out in Timbuktu, in the middle of nowhere, and that's where I'm at my happiest. So, and it doesn't matter whether I don't care that I don't have, electricity or running water or whatever. I like it, but I don't need it. And, I think that's where, there's recognizing that that's a primary need inside of who I am. Has been part of the journey as well.
Excellent. Would you say there was a defining moment then, a defining shift that really was the moment when you felt like it all came together in regards to your training in shamanism, your connection with nature, and allowing that wisdom in regards to nature's wisdom and the shamanism to come together?
Well,
was there that big moment?
It's, yeah, that's exactly where I was going. I think because I write, I've always had a journal and I've always written. And to me, even when I go for a walk or whatever, I often bring, especially if I'm going for a long one, I often bring a backpack with a pad and pencil and paper. I write. So. Yeah. I think the defining moment was, when I started writing about it. When I started writing about it, I was finally allowing myself to share a part of who I am with others. Which to me, I just thought everybody was like that. I just thought, I didn't realize, that people would value that because I didn't, it was such an integral part of who I am. So it was like, I never questioned it. I never, even through this whole journey, I didn't even add those two together because nature has such an underdog, energy. People have a way of seeing it on a very surface level. And so I just never thought that nature had much value in the eyes of people until I started writing about it and people were saying, wow. And it's like, really? You get what I'm writing about? And I think that's when it started being, that shift started happening of, wow, okay, that is my calling. That is, and I've always, even people that were, I was talking with, I've always talked like this. I've always shown up like this, but I just never shared it in a very public way. So the more I started writing, the more it started taking a different journey, taking me on my own personal journey of sharing that.
Love it. So if you were, I know there's always so many things that we can pass on to others. Yeah. You know, as we've gone through our journey, we've learned so much, we've grown in so many different ways. But if you were to give one thing to the people in the audience watching or listening or even coming back later to check out the recording, what would be that one thing that would help them connect with their soul so that they can find their deeper purpose?
One thing. Like, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of this. For me, connecting, and I'll use the example of nature. Nature has a lot of the same organism. There's a lot of the same tree. There's a lot of the same branches or the same grasses or whatever. But every single one is unique. And I think that's where to me, that's where the when we start connecting with our soul, it's when we start admitting it doesn't matter that, and that's where I was saying in the beginning, I'm just a very ordinary woman that wants to help people realize how extraordinary that is. And it's nature is all about that. And so the more we start owning how we're all human beings, we're all living beings. Yeah. And when we start seeing how unique we are and how special we are and how we're all part of the same tapestry of the same journey, even if we're part of a different place in the tapestry, we're all part of the same one. So realizing how unique each one of us is and how essential we are in this tapestry. I think that's what I'm learning from nature, and that's what I'm sharing in my blog posts and on the book that came out this week, which 365 Ways to Connect with Your Soul. And in that one, I'm sharing a little bit of how I connect with my soul. That's kind of the book that I share a little bit. I have three pages in the book that are my rituals, how I connect with my soul through nature, through walking in nature. Yeah. And I'm actually working on my own book for myself, which is A Journey to Your Soul, A Walk in the Forest. Yeah. And this is a little bit of the plan of it, and it's all mapped out and the chapters and so on and so forth. So it's all a journey. So as the time goes by, that's what I would tell people. It's like,
yeah,
and let yourself recognize how unique you are and how special and necessary you are.
Excellent. So now the whole journey. You've gone through all that pain and all the trials and tribulations. You've had that defining moment that allows you to feel more happy, successful and content within your life and allowed you to truly connect with nature and really see and feel what it is all meant for you. So how would you describe yourself today after going through all that journey? And, you know, as you see yourself today, how would you see yourself and describe yourself?
How would I do that? That's a good, actually, today I would say I'm at peace with who I am. And I think it's a pleasure to show up, and join in the conversation, with others. It took me a long time to be comfortable and show up as myself anywhere. I had a lot of my own issues to deal with, and it's through nature that I learned to recognize my own self-worth, my own personal value, regardless of what happens in my life, regardless of what I'm going through. And I think that's what I would say today is I'm in a space where I can finally recognize my own self-worth and my own personal value.
Excellent, excellent. And finally then, moving on to the final closure of the show, why do you do what you do today? Why do you pass this message on to others? What's important to you in that?
Oh my God. For me, I just think I've written a meme about that. It's like nature has a voice. We've forgotten how to listen to her and listen to ourselves. She's got so much knowledge. She had, and I speak of her as if she's a person. Yeah. Nature is such a, she's a wide open book, and listening to nature, we can listen to ourselves even deeper. And if I can help one person connect to who they are through learning how to listen to themselves through nature, that'll be, because the more we understand how to connect to who we are and the deeper we connect to who we are, the deeper our connection to nature becomes, and it becomes a fluidity, because nature is obviously having a bad rap right now and having a lot of difficulties. Yeah. And I think it's a testament of how we treat ourselves. And so the more we connect to who we are through nature, I think it's going to become this yin yang and this fluidity and this infinity loop where it's the energy is going to flow a lot better.
Definitely. And when you said that, I was just thinking, so the ebb and flows with nature, yeah. The ebb and flows with our minds, our bodies, our souls. And as we understand our own journeys, you know.
Yes.
So where can we find out more about yourself?
Well, for now, this year, I'm on a journey. 2015, I'm on a journey to writing my own book, like I said. So, but I will be launching a program in 2016 where if you want to learn how to connect with me, I'm at NicoleLevac.com. That's my name.com, and everything's there. And the book that just came out is on there. Pretty much all my journeys, all my products are on there. So when you, if you want to follow my journey, and I'll be announcing my new program, in 2016 and, going from there.
Love it.
There you are.
Yeah, it's good to see you out in the room as well. So one final thing then. What I know you've said one thing already, but what else would you say to leave people with in regards to connecting with their soul? It may not even be connecting with nature. It may be what you've learned in your practices of shamanism or other energy work. What other lasting lesson can you share with people?
You know what? Time is your best ally. Don't make it your worst enemy. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to learn to wait. And that is probably, and that is definitely from nature. I see people wanting solutions yesterday and wanting answers so quickly, and everything comes in its own time. And I would say, yeah, time is your best ally.
Definitely.
Just trust time.
Definitely. And, I think that's a very good place to end it, you know, and, there's always a hidden meaning behind these messages. And, I thank you for that message today and for all of you for connecting, to the show and connecting with your soul As Nicole has mentioned, you can find her on her website, nicolevac.com, and obviously you can follow her on social media. If you may be listening to this on iTunes, on a podcast in Blab itself, or even on YouTube, wherever you're watching it, all the links will be below this video to connect with Nicole, so that you can connect more with yourself. So what I'll do now is I'll open up the room to anybody that wants to ask Nicole questions about how you can connect with your soul. Because as I said, the first part of the show is me talking to Nicole about her journey. But now open up the room for you to ask your questions. So I will leave it there for a moment and I'll ask you to join.
So we've got a little bit of an audience.
Yeah, we've got a very nice audience. And what I will say is, I usually say this during the break period. I often help people write business stories for their business and their brand. And this is a story that allows them to connect with who they are and what they do. And at the same time, allow people to connect with them or see them as, it may sound cliche, but heroes in their own business or in their own life. I like to work with spiritual businesses, entrepreneurs, people who really want to make a difference in the world. It's a very holistic approach, but if you're interested in writing a business story for your brand and your product, then I'd love to connect with you and I'd love to work with you. We haven't got anybody jumping into the show at the moment. Actually, we do have Art, so we'll get Art to join in and ask his questions.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm good. I got in here late. I wish I had been here sooner to hear you and Nicole talk about this notion of the entrepreneur's journey. The journey to your soul is a very powerful idea, and can you summarize in like 30 seconds what that theme really means?
Well, it's basically the journey. It's basically my life story in how I connected to my soul through nature. And the how it started as a young kid, always with nature being present. And basically how I moved from the city to the mountains in the deep, dark forest and just found myself there.
And, wow, that's powerful. And I guess, you know, each of us has the same opportunity, whatever path we choose, right? To I know when I lived in Manhattan, in New York City, it was an odd experience, but I didn't need to be out among the trees to feel a sense of connectedness. It was almost as if those the 50, 60, 100 story buildings were in some way these giant monoliths that gave structure to the city and made me feel like I was connected to all the people in it. And maybe it's just New York. It's one of those communities like Paris or London that, you know, I like you really appreciate nature, perhaps not as much as you do, but there's something about the city that I connected with. Maybe it was just me, but what are your thoughts on that? Was I tuning in to Central Park or was I, which is the only grassy area?
Well, you were tuning in, and that's probably why I jumped into your blab this morning with Marie. It's like you were tuning in to that side of you that needs structure, and that's to me that's nature. People think of nature. I love nature. In like the my definition of nature is the forest, because that's my reality. But nature is everywhere. And that's what people need to understand. If you connect to that part of you through the structure of what the city is, you're in the elements. Fire element is there. There's still sun in New York. I'm sure it is. There's there.
Yeah.
The air element is there. The earth element is there. The elements are always present. So you can't get away from nature. People disconnect from it, but it's present.
Whether they did it or not. As you were talking, it occurs to me, because I'm asking, that's really a question about my connectedness to New York, but I think in listening to you, the answer occurred to me, and that's the idea that much of what I think about in recent history connects me to the sense of primordial, you know, that we as humans have always been in the state of our biology, our neurology. You know, we have a certain way of behaving, and that has not changed. The things around us have changed. So when I go to, there's a beautiful cathedral in Los Angeles. It's Cardinal Mahony's Cathedral. It's called Our Lady of Angels. It's a very modern cathedral. It's not like Chartres in France or anything like that. It's very modern. It seats maybe 3,000 people, if not more. And when I go there, when everybody's reciting the same thing and all the voices are rising in this giant basilica at the same time, or I go to a concert where everybody's holding up their iPhone, right, and the lights are lit. That sense of community and that sense of connectedness is the feeling that I get when I'm in New York, when the light turns green and the masses of humanity cross the street, or I'm in Central Park and there's tens of thousands of people watching a concert. The concert's important, but it's being with those masses of people all, and it's not just the mass of people, it's because at that moment in time, we're all doing virtually the same thing. Right. It's whether it's in a cathedral, whether it's, you know, in the park at a concert. And that's amazing sense of connectedness that I get. And I think I can draw a parallel to the sense of connectedness that I have when I'm sitting in an ocean kayak, you know, a mile offshore, just me and whatever is swimming below me and the expanse of ocean for as far as I can see. I feel a sense of connectedness to the earth. And so on the left, I've got connectedness to the earth. On the right, I've got connectedness to my fellow man. Yep. And I thrive on both of those things, I think. That's why I like New York. Thanks for letting me talk that out.
I thought that was awesome. No, I love it. I think.
And it's such a, well, look at the parallel and sorry, Andy.
That's all right. No, that's why when I was just thinking about that, I just thought exactly what you said earlier. It was all about that listening. I think a lot of people, when they're in the city, they're in this busy environment and not really listening to what it is that's there, you know. So it doesn't matter where we are. For me, it doesn't matter where we are. But when we listen, we can connect and be present. And it doesn't matter whether we're in the city or in the country. But it truly allows us to connect with our soul, you know. So.
And that's what I was saying. It's a parallel. Look at an art, your image of the city. Bring that same image and take that and go into nature. If you start looking at nature is all about everything coming together. It's not people. It's the energy. It's the same. So it's the same thing. But that's where the human lives, is in the society in New York or whatever, where they're, and they feel that and they feel alive. What if they bring that and go back in nature? It's the same thing. When we start connecting with this communication that happens with this energy that flows from being present in this unity, and that's what I was saying at the end of the blab with Andy. It's, I think people start, when they start recognizing how unique each one of us are and how we are all part of the same tapestry, doesn't matter where we are in this tapestry, that's where the unity can take place. The interdependence can take place. This community and this collaboration and cooperation and everybody can start helping each other and moving like nature into a way that helps you to grow, that helps you to thrive and go on to the next levels.
You know, I think that it's, you know, I came this morning, I did a blab on empathy and when your theme, soul, journey to your soul, you know, being empathetic with our ideal prospect out there, is perhaps not as important as first being empathetic with ourselves, right? Getting in touch with ourselves. And I think when I'm in the city at that concert or in the cathedral or wherever I'm at, where there's people that are doing exactly the same thing at exactly the same moment, that's empathetic. That's empathy because I know what they're doing and I'm doing exactly the same thing. When I go to the forest or sit on the ocean in a kayak, that might shift to intuition and I'm really having a sense of my place in the world. Right. And or maybe it's empathy. I'm having a moment how I'm empathetic toward the world and what it provides me and provides me a place on this rock to be. Right. And although I'm alone when I'm in the forest or on the ocean, I have a sense of my connectedness to it. I know my role and I know its role. And it's absent people in that conversation, and it's kind of nice to know that I'm nurturing that sense of connectedness to nature. And to go to what Andy would probably say is that I'm building the narrative of myself as the hero and nature as the mentor on my journey, right? And as I visit nature, or I think about nature, or I look at the plants I have here, the mint and the lavender I have growing here just in front of me, you know, that's nature. And if nature is my mentor, then on the journey, nature is there to show me how to wrestle the alligators into the ground in the swamp or avoid them altogether to perhaps model nature. Nature is a gift, right? And I'm using Andy's terms now, you know, the gift that the mentor gives to me on my journey is that keep it simple. Wow. Don't complexify this stuff, right? Life doesn't have to be complex. Nature doesn't treat life like it's complex. There's a lot of complexity there, but if you keep it simple, you can navigate life in a much more placid way, which perhaps, I know that's my goal.
I was just going to say is this, we've come towards sort of the end of the show because I usually try to keep it to 45 minutes for the recording, but we'll keep the conversation going in the room. But I will just say for those of you listening to the recording, thanks for tuning in, listening. We are live every week at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it live on Blab, or you can obviously catch up on the recording on iTunes or podcast. So thanks for tuning in today. You've been watching The Entrepreneur's Journey, and today we've been talking with Nicole about the journey to your soul. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again soon.
The Entrepreneur's Journey. Create your empowering business story. Interviewing successful entrepreneurs from around the world to share their inspiring journey to success. Tune in live every week for your weekly dose of inspiration. Visit www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv for previous episodes.